less.
Insurance producers wanted. And snowplowers, don't forget, we've got you covered.
This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
LI News Time, we are at 7:39. It is time right now for an early spotlight segment on Long Island. That's right, Craig Ferrantino. He actually has a show on LI News Radio. It's all about retirement. You can hear it on Saturdays. We welcome Craig to our program this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Jay, love your show. As you know, I listen every morning, and we call in often about some traffic that may not be reflected.
Wait a minute. Are you the Craig who calls in all the time regarding traffic? I'm only kidding. Now you do a good job of that. You do a great job of that, Craig. And the show, of course, is on Saturdays. What time now?
Well, 10:30 to 11. This Saturday will be on 10 to 11, and we'll be live. You just call the radio station, and we'll be live from 10 to 11 to answer any of your questions about your finances or even retirement. Should you retire with some things you need to do before you retire? And you know, hopefully today. We're trying to get the word out. We're coming up to some deadlines that are looming out there for this year, and we wanted to make sure that your listeners were fully aware of them and if you know, can take advantage of them.
Well, let me ask. Let's start with the retirement category. It is an important one, and I think a lot of times we blow past this, Craig. You know, if you are a middle-aged individual, like most of us are here, you know, it kind of sets in with us. You know what? We need to have a little bit of a nest egg because time is coming quick, and quite frankly, you know, in today's economy and everything else, we shell out so much. As we all do, is it possible in this day and age to set aside retire? No, you have to. Not as easy today, certainly, as it was yesteryear with our parents.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities for people to put money away. I mean, it's hard to talk about this time of year. You think of the holidays and people spending, and like, yeah. Well, you also need to think about a couple of other things, like saving in an IRA. You have until April 15th for an IRA, but if you work for a company that has a 401k or maybe a hospital or a university has a 403b, you know, your deadline for how much you can put away against your salary ends on December 31st. So that's in 2 weeks.
So that's important information there.
Yeah, and if you want to sock away some, maybe you're putting away 7% of your salary, you want to up it 10%, you know, it's a good time to call and to, first of all, see if you can do that. And you can put up to 15%. The dollar amounts for this year, by the way, are $17,500 in your 401k, 403b. And if you're over 50, that goes up another $5,500. That puts you at $22,000 if you have the opportunities and you have some money in your pocket. You may want to call the HR and say, look, I only deferred 13. I can understand I can put away 22. Can I give you another, you know, 8 or so to make up the gap? And you have until 12/31 of this year to do that.
Absolutely.
So that's just one thing that you could do to increase your retirement savings. It's pretty simple.
No doubt. Let's go to it. We're talking with Craig Ferrantino from Craig James. He'll be on Saturday live, actually 10 to 11. Craig James Financially. Craig does a great job along with Jenna. They just do a phenomenal job getting information out there. You bring up the IRAs, the Roth IRAs, Craig. A lot of misinformation out there concerning this stuff. For instance, such as who is eligible, kind of to open one, contribute to one. You know, how they may benefit just overall as far as a retirement plan is concerned here.
Yeah, that's another issue. By the way, our office is at 510 Broad Hall Road. That's Route 110 in Melville.
Look at this. He's given a traffic report as well as the financial. I mean, this is a two-for-one deal. I don't know if I paid for that. But we'll take it, though. But what about those IRAs? Because it's very confusing at times.
Yes. People don't know. They feel like, oh, I make too much to contribute to an IRA. And I want to point out to your listeners that it's not always the case. You don't make too much. There is no making too much to contribute to an IRA. The question is, can you deduct the IRA on your tax? And yes, there are certain salary limits for a traditional IRA that prevents, if you're married, it's one number, and if you're single, it's another number. But people, anybody can contribute to an IRA, and all you're doing is putting, you know, money that may be sitting in a money market into an IRA, and then you never pay tax. That doesn't generate taxes until you take the money out, which could be many, many years
now,
later.
Now, is that, Craig, at age 59, 62? What age group can you start taking it out without being penalized?
Great question. That's 59 and a half to take your money out. If it's still in a traditional IRA when you're 70 and a half, the government is going to make you take that money out.
Gotcha.
So one of the strategies that's also confusing is, should I contribute to a Roth, or should I convert my current traditional IRA to a Roth? And these are very personal one-on-one decisions that people could give our office a call, and certainly we could go over that with them. But for the average person, even for those of us in the business, it does get a little confusing at times.
It does. It really does. Listen, can you hold it a second or two? I got to check the roads. I want to talk to you about Social Security and longevity. Craig Ferrantino, folks, is with us. He is the wizard all regarding financial info. You can check out his show. It's all about retirement. And you can hear it tomorrow, Saturday rather. It'll be a live show, 10 to 11. Craig, hold on a sec. We'll check out those roads. Besides 510 Broad Hollow right now, which Craig said is becoming a little bit dicey, let's check the rest of the area with Nancy Remy.
Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. L.I. in the A.M. with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 L.I. News Radio.
And we are back with Craig Ferrantino. He from Craig James Financial Services, located right on Broad Hollow Road as he approaches that. By the way, give us a quick traffic update there in Melville, my friend.
Yes, no, he didn't get any out. But there was some police activity at exit 60 on the HOV lane on the westbound side, but it was minor, so it's just after that. We're at about 56 now on the LIE.
There you go. We're double dipping here, getting a traffic report as well as financial information from the great Craig Ferrantino. He's got a wonderful show if you listen to it. Saturday morning, he's live, by the way. It'll be a full hour. It's very important stuff. I think we take it for granted a lot, the fact that there is so much information out there. It's just a matter of how you utilize it and put it into your own personal lives, you know, as far as a retirement, as far as IRAs. And, you know, the next subject, obviously, longevity and Social Security. I kind of tie them together, Craig, because there's no doubt about it. We're all living longer these days. You know, there's so much new technology in the medical world. People certainly are extending their years, and with that, they need more of a savings. And certainly that is something I'm sure you discuss with your clients on a daily basis.
Yeah, we also discuss that's also important to have savings. Obviously, we handle investments, savings, primarily of our job is to really make sure that people invest their money wisely and not take too much risk going forward. End of year is a good time to take a look at the risks that people, when people come into the practice, they show us what they have. We want to make sure that people are looking at their risks and not taking too much risk for next year for 2015. So we may want to rebalance to some extent. But the rebalance isn't a general rebalance. It's based on each person and what their tolerance is for, what their longevity is, what their tolerance is of the market. For Social Security, it's critical to know that there's a lot of information out there. People just listen to other people. I'm so shocked on how people make this decision. If they take Social Security early at age 62, that basically becomes an irreversible decision. There's a lot of different situations you could use to your advantage, but you have to wait till 66. So if you're married or you were married or you're a survivor, and you were married, let's say you're no longer married, but you were married, you married longer than 10 years, but you might have been married from age 30 to 40. Well, if you wait till 66, you might collect on your spouse, ex-spouse that is, as long as you're not married now. But nobody's going to sit down and knock on your door. Certainly the Social Security Administration is very busy. All the clients that I sent there to tell them, to give them the strategy to go in there and make it work like this so they can maximize their benefits. They say it's like going to the Department of Motor Vehicles where you take a number, you sit down, all that. You know, so we want to make sure that people are maximizing on their Social Security, because here's money that you've deferred from your salary every week, Jay, and it's gone into this big cloud, and the government's going to let you take that money out.
Right.
But for people that take it out early, that they're basically locked into one strategy. And so if you could wait till 66, you may collect on an ex-spouse and turn that off at 70, then you get an 8% raise on yours. And so it becomes very complex, obviously, and that's the type of thing that we do in our practice as well. We want to maximize people's Social Security. The government's not going to do that for you. They're not obligated to tell you, here's how you can take the most out of your Social Security retirement.
Right.
They're going to tell you, you know, right? They're going to tell you, you go in there, you say, I'd like to apply, here's my, blah, 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 here's my age, and here's my work history, and then you apply, and then they go, okay, here's your money. Nobody says, well, you know, if you just waited another year, this would really be a lot more for you. They don't say that. So we want to make sure their clients are fully aware of how you can use Social Security to your best benefit.
Well, listen, it's all about maximizing your benefits, and I think that's the key with everything financial, and that's basically it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's shocking how confusing it is and how little information there is for the people. If you sort of healthcare.gov is a confusing website, getting better. SocialSecurity.gov is an easier-to-use website, but doesn't give a lot of necessary information for each individual. It gives you a lot of general information.
No doubt about it. This is Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you could hear him live. That's this Saturday, 10 to 11. He's going to talk about retirement, IRAs, the whole shooting match. Very important information. By the way, you can go on the website. Craig, it's LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com, correct?
That's right, Long Island Investment Advisors. We actually have some complimentary reports to help your listeners out. And I think that Long Island Investment Advisors, the way I say it, it's kind of funny, Long Island. Long Island Investment Advisors.com. And our office, by the way, Jay, is at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. So if anybody wants to, I just had a question of what we talked about, because everybody's needs are individual. They'd be more than welcome to come in. It's a little busy, but we'll see if we can get them on the calendar, particularly if it's timely. I can't tell you, Jay, I have people I'm meeting. People are calling me, can you meet me on Saturday? Can you meet me on Sunday? Because there are some things with these looming deadlines out that I have to tell my wife and kids that, you know, hey, we got a lot going on.
Yeah,
here.
No, listen.
Just the next 2 weeks, you know?
The next couple of weeks are critical. And by the way, Craig James Financial folks are located in Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208. Give them a call. You can go on the website again at LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. And listen to Craig on Saturday, 10 to 11. Does a great job with Jenna. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Thanks for all that you do.
I thank you, sir, and keep up with those traffic reports, too. Don't start slacking.
Okay,
don't start slacking on us here. Thank you. LA News Time, 7:55. Speaking of traffic, we'll go out to the roads with Nancy Remy.